Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 29th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. It's our goal, again this day, and whenever you happen to read or listen to this message, to encourage you. Today's message is titled Troubled Hearts, and it's based on the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 14, verse 1.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
We live near the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant. Periodically, we drive right past the plant, and it is a very imposing sight, particularly the huge cooling towers, which actually are not the nuclear part of the plant. We find it interesting that right up the road from the plant is an establishment known as the Radioactive Bar and Grill. That sure stirs up one's appetite, doesn't it?
Yesterday, Three Mile Island had a test of the alarm system, and the local radio stations frequently announced that it was only a test. In 1979, there was an accident at the plant, and many locals were affected. We didn't live in this area at that time, but recall how newsworthy the event was nationally, and it still casts a dark shadow in the area to this day. The loud warning sirens are certainly capable of causing distress and increasing anxiety when listeners associate it with Three Mile Island. Unwelcome remembrances from the accident 28 years earlier must surely flood the memory bank for those who live through it.
Many, many hearts are troubled all around the world today. In fact, very likely some of you listening to this have a troubled heart. You're struggling with anxiety about certain matters. Instead of seeing earthly things grow dim in the light of God's glory and grace, the things of this earth are dimming the light of God's glory and grace.
There are numerous issues that trouble our hearts. Accidents, health, addictions, financial woes, family problems, and tough decisions that you can no longer put off. And of course, all over the world, we're aware of just how vulnerable we are to determined, murderous terrorists.
Jesus gave a word of assurance in the daily text as he was preparing his disciples for the climactic events over the next several days. However, I believe his words are very applicable to any situation or trouble that his followers all through the ages are dealing with. Let us hear these words from Scripture. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus forthrightly commands. We need to recognize that peace of heart is available and most desirable in the midst of troubling circumstances.
When emergency workers are in training, instructors continually remind them, keep your head at all times. This repetitious statement reminds workers that the dire circumstances they're dealing with should not overtake the proper response to the disaster at hand.
In a similar way, God wants his children to respond to unexpected and unwelcome troubles with a peaceful heart at all times. Hearts that are full of peace respond to tumultuous situations and ongoing troubles with a faithful trust in God, who is more than able to handle any sudden disaster or ongoing struggle. To keep your hearts in peace at all times is a matter of obedience to Christ's command. Consider the volitional choice we have in regard to a troubled heart. When we are confronted with an anxiety-provoking or distressing event, may we recall these words and act upon them.
Trust in God. Trust also in me, Jesus said. The key to having peace in our heart in the midst of trouble is to keep our trust and focus on the Lord. Today, in whatever trouble you face, I pray that trust and assurance will flood your heart so that you will be filled with a peace that surpasses human understanding.
The antidote for a fearful heart is a trusting heart. Oh, for grace to trust him more.
Let's pray together. I look to you, God, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. I've experienced your miraculous touch time and time again, as you console me in all my troubles. In my distress, I learn patient endurance, as I place my confidence in you rather than the changing circumstances of the day. Trust in God, trust also in me, is a creedal statement by which I want to live my life day in and day out. I choose to trust you in obedience to your command, and because you are trustworthy. Amen.
Amen. And that is our desire today. I ended the devotional part with a line from an old hymn, "Oh, for grace to trust him more." For it seems that that is a constant need in our lives, learning to trust. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. That's all one word, dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of additional features on the site today. We have a photo, if you would be interested, of Three Mile Island as we see it from the road that we periodically travel. I mentioned in the message, and the large cooling towers. We also have a number of resources we suggest today that are available through Christian book distributors for purchase that we feel helps people, may help people if they desire to check into them in regard to the issue of trusting God. We also have a number of songs we have up today that are available as MP3 files freely. Just click on them and most computers will play them. I'm trying to think, do we have anything else today? Maybe we have an additional note, a little humorous note regarding a friend of mine. I'll let you turn to it and read because I don't like the podcast getting too long. May God give you grace today to trust him more. God bless you, each podcast listener.